And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, it has been dumping some rain over here in northeast Alabama. I mean, like, wow. Did you look at the radar here most recently? What did you see?
Big old blob of green.
Big old blob of green. Has big it got any red mixed in with it?
Not where we were.
Boy, it was coming down in sheets
maybe
a minute ago.
Maybe a little yellow.
I mean, it's the kind of thing when you hear it smacking the window like rocks. It's like,
you look outside, it's blowing sideways.
Yeah. All right. Tops on the Jeep. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, you guys, if you haven't already figured it out, one of our newest sponsors, Southern Immediate Care, is really doing good stuff. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of medical clinics all across North Alabama. You can find them in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston. Five locations around the Birmingham area. Their two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. They are open 7 days a week. 7 days a week, y'all. And they see all ages. So if you need something for, you know, your pediatrics all the way up to your geriatrics, they can take care of it. Walk-ins are welcome. They can do vaccinations and x-rays right there on the spot. Staff is always friendly. Places are clean. And by the way, this is who I use personally. Southern Immediate Care is where I go in the Gadsden area. So if you need something, like any day of the week, and you need medical care attention, Southern Immediate Care, they can take care of you. I know the guy that owns this whole chain personally. Think the world of him, and I highly recommend him. Southern Immediate Care. Just look on their website and find the location nearest to you. I am certain you'll be pleased. And do me a favor when you do. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to jump over into the next topic. I'm calling this, Is Common Sense Uncommon? And I've got a series of stories that lead me to have to say that. Is common sense, is it just gotten uncommon? Well, especially among liberals, it has. And so it's almost like a nice little segue. So I just did the whole section there on DEI and DEI fatigue, and we had our discussion with State Senator Arthur Orr. But are there examples of, like, DEI gone bad? Well, yeah, and what I say is common sense uncommon. There's a great article to kick this piece off in The Federalist. This article came out on August 23rd. The Federalist, here's the headline. Woke hiring is not just killing American competence, it might kill you. Well, that'll get your attention. Opens up talking about the fires in Maui, the tragedy of what we saw in Maui and in across the islands. Says there are plenty of heartbreaking details yet to resurface about the fires that raged through Maui and leveled the seaside town of Lahaina. But there's little doubt that government incompetence contributed to the tragedy. Goes on to talk about several things, but it says perhaps worst of all, aside from, like, you know, firefighting that wasn't effective or blocking roads for evacuation or, you know, sending out warnings that were or not sending out warnings at all, says perhaps worst of all, the Department of Land and Natural Resources delayed the release of water that landowners wanted to help protect their property from fires until it was too late, according to the Honolulu Civil Beat. Says four people with knowledge of the situation told the local outlet that a guy by the name of Kaleo Manuel, he's the agency's deputy director for water resource, balked when the Maui Property Management Company's desperate request for water came in. He balked for 5 hours while it burned. They needed extra water diverted to their systems for pressure, and he balked for 5 hours. He is on the record, by the way, as having previously worked with the Obama Foundation. And he says in the past he has talked about how Hawaiians need to coexist with their water resources. What does that even mean? So, oh, by the way, the point is made, is this the kind of guy you want in charge of decisions that might save or cost your life? There is zero common sense in that. We need to I don't know about diverting water to you to put out a fire that might burn down your house and save lives. I just feel like we need to coexist with our water resources. We do coexist. We live with them. But it goes on to make other points. It says hiring people who score high on the DEI rubrics instead of their job qualifications, or just by flat out hiring people who want to tear down systems they're supposed to be running, is just playing with fire. And this is a classic example. But then it gives others. Like, for instance, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is apparently currently advertising for new air traffic controllers. Wow. Using what they call direct hiring authorities, okay, to expedite the hiring of people with severe disabilities such as complete paralysis, severe intellectual disabilities, and psychiatric troubles. Excuse me? And then it says, does that not make you feel confident in the people you entrust every time your life with every time you fly? And then he goes on to say, airlines like United and American are now openly hiring people based on characteristics like race and sex, which last I checked, the author puts in writing, have nothing to do with knowing how to fly a plane. In a twist of fate that definitely no one could have foreseen, the last 12 months have delivered some of the highest numbers of near collisions and narrowly averted disasters in modern aviation history. Go figure! But when you hire based upon having to break glass ceilings and using diversity, equity, and inclusion metrics, well, what do you think you're going to get? You set aside merit and capability and skill and background and experience in order to hire somebody so that you can say you checked a block? Then he goes on to say, speaking of entrusting your life to someone, have you been to the doctor's office lately? How does it feel to depend on medical professionals who ask you on their opening questionnaire whether you're a man or a woman? Point taken. I'll skip a few of these because there's quite a few. Boomer's cracking up over here. It was also apparently the mindset of the CEO of OceanGate. You may recall them diving on the Titanic, who had explained how he didn't want to hire a bunch of 50-year-old white guys and then tragically died in his own submersible earlier this year. Need more examples? Just look at how the world's greatest fighting force has stopped winning recruits in wars thanks to the incompetence in charge. Are you surprised when top brass funnel chunks of that big old defense budget that Republicans keep voting for with subsidizing things like service member abortions and transgender disfigurements? That's the deal. Is common sense uncommon? Are we there? When I get back from this break, listen, we're going to go down that road some more. I'll take some of your text messages. But the truth is, there are places right now where liberalism, wokeism, has been allowed to have a foothold, and it like just crushes common sense, crushes it. Like meritocracy means nothing. Responsibility, accountability, nothing. It's all about, hey, we got an agenda. That's what matters. Common sense, uncommon. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. And I mean to say this show like sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, in case you haven't seen it yet, you need to Google, police ram environmental activists. Just do that. They're Arizona. I think they're tribal police. And there's the Burning Man Music Festival out there in Arizona in the desert. Climate activists decided to set up their trailer, block the highway, keep everybody from getting to the festival in some form of protest, chaining themselves to their trailers and all kinds of goofiness, putting up their signs. And one police officer in his truck just literally drove right through their trailer, just drove right through it, just plowed it right out of the way, got out with a taser and put them all on the ground and started arresting people and dragging them off the road. It was epic. So it's the way it should be, in my opinion. Hey, before I go any further, let me grab a phone call. My brethren Jeff from Indiana is on the line. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Phil. Got back from vacation down to Gatlinburg.
Well, how was your time in the Smoky Mountains?
Oh, if you're a Jeep guy, you should have been there. At least 5,000 Jeeps in Pigeon Forge yesterday.
Oh, I know. You know, I've even got friends that actually opened a Jeep parts shop up there just for that very reason. I wish I could have been there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially seeing the Gladiator, the Tandem Gladiator. That was cool.
Oh yeah, is that the one that has six wheels?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen that one.
Oh my god.
That is way cool.
I've never seen so many. Literally, there was 5,000 Jeeps in town, and I'm not shorting that any. It's crazy.
Well, that's all right. Well, it's the mecca of Jeepness right now. But what else is on your mind, man?
Hey, you know, Darwinism is going to play a big part in the Democrats' survival. I mean, they're literally not intelligent enough to live, basically, you know. You know, if Joe Biden, he's the one guy who can, he doesn't need any Secret Service because he could literally walk down the street and nobody would touch that man, even though he's not intelligent enough to even mow your grass. I mean, he has no idea what's going on. But the vice president is so bad that no one would want anything to happen to him.
I think that's the conundrum they've boxed themselves into. I look at it and think they were so swept up into get Trump that they were willing to throw anybody out there, and but they were also scared to death of Bernie Sanders, and so they what they wind up with, Biden Harris, and it's you know, it's a joke.
It's what diversity gets you.
Yes.
Because the only two boxes she checks is female and, you know, well, a female of color, I guess, because she's half Indian, she's half black. And, you know, it's got to check anything that's non-white, I guess, would suffice.
I think they needed a glass ceiling breaker, apparently, and they needed California. And so they thought that's what they were going to do was because she's from California. But it's also put them in the position now they don't know what to do. Do we get rid of Joe? Well, then we got Kamala. Can we get rid of both? Well, she's not going to die of old age anytime soon. So what do we do?
I don't know. I think they would turn on her. The people who's in charge. Well, whoever's telling Joe what to do, if they couldn't tell her what to do, she would probably be, you know, disappeared before long and everything. And, you know, as corrupt as our government is, you know, we can sit there and think about, you know, that, that would never happen in America and everything. But I think a lot of that's what happened to Kennedy.
Makes you wonder. Certainly what's happening to Trump. I mean, how dare you stand up to the machine? But, all right, man. Well, hey, listen, be careful. You're not on the road today. Is that right?
No, right now I've pulled over to talk to you. I'm in Lincoln Ferry Park where Abraham Lincoln, as a young man, used to run a ferry across the Ohio River here, and he was sued for it.
He was sued for it?
Yes, he was. If you look it up and everything, he was supposed to be have some kind of permit or something, I think, and he was sued in a courthouse across the river here in Kentucky.
And he still went on to be president.
I think that's what made him, you know, become a lawyer.
Oh, wow. Very cool. All right, Jeff Rowe, appreciate you, man. Have a good day. Sorry, I guess he's gone. Let me just jump back on the topic even in more detail. He was pointing out common sense is out the door with the Biden administration. Yes, it is. I'll tell you right now, there are other places. I mentioned that last article with the idea that some of this wokeness can actually kill you, and gave great examples as to how. How about this? What in God's name is going on with Chicago? They had an opportunity to elect a more moderate mayor. They had Lori Lightfoot, which was a train wreck. Crime is through the roof. Businesses are flooding out of Chicago. And what they do? They elected Mayor Brandon Johnson. Brandon Johnson is an activist. If you're not familiar, his career was built on his time serving in the teachers union. And he now is basically, he's mad. If you point out crime, if you're the victim, he doesn't want to hear it. Because there's going to be a reason why this happened, and it's got nothing to do with enforcement of criminal laws. He is now suing auto manufacturers because their cars get stolen too often. Let that sink in. The mayor of Chicago has filed suit against Kia and Hyundai because they don't do enough to make it hard to steal their cars. I'm not kidding. Townhall.com article came out 4 days ago. It's titled, The Nonsensical Way Chicago's Mayor is Attempting to Crack Down on Crime. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson announced on Thursday, this is a week ago, the city is suing automakers Kia and Hyundai for their, quote, failure to include industry standard engine immobilizers in the multiple models of their vehicles. It says the impact of car theft on Chicago residents can be deeply destabilizing, particularly for low to middle income workers who have fewer options getting to work. The failure of Kia and Hyundai to install basic auto theft prevention technology in these models is sheer negligence. And as a result, a citywide and nationwide crime spree around automobile theft has been unfolding before our eyes, said Johnson. It's got nothing to do with their soft on crime policies. Nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with the fact that they have no common sense in how to run a city. I mean, you're going to go soft on crime, talk about defund the police, you know, kneel down in front of Black Lives Matter protesters, and then you're going to wonder what's going on when crime goes through the roof. And oh, by the way, it's got nothing to do with the auto manufacturers. Nothing. If those cars are being stolen, it's got something to do with the criminals. But he's suing the auto manufacturers. To what end? We shall see. I can smell a motion to dismiss from here. Okay, here's one for you. What do you do when common sense is so uncommon that it's not even there? Daily Signal has a story. Came out 4 days ago. Headline, just how many imprisoned men who identify as transgender are guilty of sexual assault? More than half, a new data shows. First of all, you have to wonder what in God's name is going on when the state of Wisconsin actually has 161 biological men who are currently housed in women's facilities because they identify differently, of which 81 of those have reportedly been convicted of at least one count of sexual assault or sexual abuse as recently as this year. Over 50% of these dudes who identify as chicks also have criminal history as to sexual assault, and yet they're putting them into women's prisons to have to share a cell with a woman. And that's not a recipe for disaster? Mike Howell, who works for a group called the Oversight Project as part of the Heritage Foundation, he said, putting sex offenders claiming to be women in cells with women is another reason the world laughs at America's moral decline. Prison is for punishment, not for degenerate sexual behavior. Folks, it is not hard. Common sense is not really hard. To defy common sense is hard. It is much harder to deny the obvious. There are times in court where we look at what's called a prima facie case. As an attorney, I can tell you, like I've got a situation right now where I'm representing a company and there are two defendants. Of those two defendants, we're just trying to get the court to tell us what to do with either one of them being due some money. Both claim it, and all we're saying is, Judge, we just want you to tell us which one. One of those has what we call the prima facie case, because the evidence leads to believe that it's them, but another one has laid a claim. A prima facie case means it's pretty obvious. This is what it is. Well, common sense is more often than not what I would call the prima facie case of things in life. If you've got a guy who's a sex offender who now tells you he's a chick and he wants to go stay in a women's prison, wink, wink, nod, nod, maybe there's an issue. I'm just going to throw that out there. That maybe common sense you look at and go, huh, that might not work. Like maybe, just maybe, there will be a problem. Like, I don't know, maybe, just maybe, the sex offender, you might look back at the history and go, yeah, let's not mollycoddle that behavior. Let's keep him in general population with the dudes. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Common sense, too often uncommon. That's this third part of the Triple Dipper. It's been a good show. We got a little more when we come back. I'll take some text messages. Man, I got a lot of text messages. I got to see what's up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I am just thinking that somebody else who is just plain right that y'all need to know about is ZLA Solutions. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, been with us since this show began over 2 years ago. ZLA Solutions, they are epic good at helping you make your businesses better. So if you need help with like quality control, sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing, they can do all of that stuff and more. But then again, you might also want to know their bread and butter remains staffing. If you need people, ZLA Solutions, man, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can find you blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. They can find them all. They can find onesies and twosies or a whole shift of people. And I mean, they do it for all kinds of industries, automotive manufacturing, service industries, hospitals, all of it. So yeah, ZLA Solutions. I know these folks personally. I think the world of them. I believe in what they do and who they are. And I hope that if you need something for your business, especially if you're looking for people, you'll go to their website, check them out, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And then do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, man, the text messages just flowing. Let's see what we got here. John from Huntsville, the grades are in, Boomer. Says, Boomer, I felt like you did a decent job today, so you get a solid A. Okay. Brian from Huntsville, you get an A-plus for another flawless singing performance. Phil, you did a fantastic job today. You get an A-double-plus. However, if you join Boomer's college football pick'em game, I'll give you enough extra credit points for an A-triple-plus. Either way, you're still today's winner. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. And, yes, I'm going to be in the pick'em. I'm getting in there today. JT from Lacey Springs, a warehouse project tasked with years ago. Building inspector shows up and says, you need handicapped access. It was noted that all entries are street level. Common sense. Here's your sign. Yes. You know what? And here's the thing, too. If all they did was put up a handicap sign on that, everybody would have gone, ah, because every one of them was handicapped accessible. You mark the doors that are designed for purely handicapped accessibility. If they're all handicapped accessible, what are you supposed to do? Leanne from Huntsville texted in and said, the minute cell phones became popular, common sense went out the window. Driving anyone? Sounds like Leanne's got some road rage going on. Jim from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, I don't think the question is whether they have common sense or not. I believe the question is whether they have any sense at all. I agree. Hey, here's another one for you. In this third dipper, is common sense uncommon? Well, Dr. Jordan Peterson, some of y'all may know him. He's got an incredible mind, a great ability to communicate truth. Dr. Jordan Peterson, he's actually a psychologist from Canada. I believe he may actually be on staff with Daily Wire. But the story that I got here came from The Blaze. So if you're not aware, we've just about lost Canada. Wokists are just out of their minds in Canada. And too often they have the Canadian government in their pocket. Says a governing body for psychologists in Canada has now ordered Dr. Jordan Peterson to undergo re-education training after complete strangers took issues with his views he expressed online. Pray tell, what kind of tragic views could he have shared? Well, he was critical of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and a member of his staff for being involved in a scandal. He suggested that cutting off a woman's breasts in an effort to make them into transgender men is a criminal thing. He retweeted a comment made by the leader of Canada's official opposition party about the severity of COVID lockdowns. He refused to undergo the regulatory board's equivalent of what he called a Maoist struggle section because of what they called his unlawful speech. Speech, y'all. He's a psychologist. He has opinions. And they came back and said, he will go through re-education or lose his license. Really? His response, I'm not complying. I'm not submitting to re-education. I'm not admitting that my viewpoints, many of which have, by the way, been entirely justified by the facts that have emerged since the complaints were levied, were either wrong or unprofessional. I've done nothing to compromise those in my care. Quite the contrary. I have served all my clients and millions of people I'm communicating with to the best of my ability and in good faith, and that's that. So instead of bending the knee, he's telling them what they can do with their license. Good for him, Dr. Jordan Peterson. Man, I tell you, what common sense is just too often uncommon. Classic one more. Fox News has a story from 6 days ago. And this is one of those they're accusing of being what they call a NIMBY lawsuit. NIMBY, it's an acronym, not in my backyard. NIMBY. Says a council meeting in Millbrae, California became rowdy as residents came out in droves to protest a hotel being turned into homes for the homeless. Look, if you've got a nice hotel in an upscale area and you've got a homeless problem and you won't deal with it, and you think the solution is to seize the hotel and turn it into a homeless shelter, someone's going to have a problem. Why would you be surprised? Oh, because you don't have any common sense. It says multiple residents asked the county executive questions and expressed frustration over the proposal, asking how they could stop it from happening. They filled out the 300-person room to capacity as some were trying to listen from the outside. Folks, I'm just telling you, we've lost California. We've lost Canada. We can't lose here. Common sense has got to be allowed its room to prevail. Common sense is the prima facie case for what is working. When you defy common sense, it's harder. Common sense is actually what works. Common sense is looking at what is normal, what is right, what is true, what is working, and saying, that's what we need to be doing. When you lack common sense, when common sense becomes uncommon, that's when you wind up having the problems. And that, my friends, is three dippers in one day with two interviews on the air. Wow! Full show, Boom Shakalaka. Full show.
Full show.
Full show. Full show. And we got plenty more where that came from for the rest of this week. So I'm just telling you, listen, watch the weather. It's blowing through. We're seeing it here, there, and the other. But folks, we do this because of y'all. We love you. Have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.